story. I'm eating breakfast, so chewing, but this is just to be transcribed. Pio and his girls. Yeah. So he is going through all these affairs, which are not really much of affairs. On his tragic hero's journey. Tragic comic, I would say. But, so, and it can make a story. I mean, it's there's a good story there. Because what he's learning from case to case, from challenge to challenge, is to, well, I mean, look at the soul, not the body. In other words, he has to give up his attachment to external material forms and their beauty or ugliness, this or that. And he knows that. He has known that since he was 22, where he first got that challenge. But then he's gradually trained, you could say, from high above or within, and there's a reason for that, because his Aina, who he by now has started thinking she is not here, of course, why should she? Hope she isn't, this is too crazy a place to be. If she is, actually, and this is kind of what it's about, just sketching the whole Pio story a little bit here conceptually. If she is actually in the shadow land, if she is actually on Earth, when he would of course want to meet her and be together with her, right? Their eternal couple. But the problem is that he is now affected by this illusion, this witch of Maya in the Shadowland, seeing these forms, the beautiful girls, the ugly girls, the good-looking guys, and himself not so good-looking as he would like to be, which of course is not uncommon to think, and so on. I mean, he's just in the typical teenage situation, right? Pretty girl, want her, ugly girl, no. Because he's also an artistic, aesthetic person, so he's kind of attached to visual beauty, which is his weakness and his strength. But also, because of that, it's not just that, but when you are like that, and you grow up in a culture, a lack of culture, a tradition or a society where the guys are all but respectful to the ladies. They just want to find a pretty girl and have lots of sex. And eventually get, well, that was more his father, good food on the table. But no, they were not so much that. It was about sex and beauty and enjoying that beautiful girl. Of course, enjoying with. But that's what happens when you get here. You become enamored. You forget yourself. You start thinking, here I am. I'm just meant to enjoy. That's what my father told me, which in this case is completely correct. So let me enjoy. Look, sex, beautiful girl, me, enjoy. So Pia slips into that, just like everyone else of his age, the boys, and the girls have their version of it. Which means that when he gets into a relationship, it's with the beautiful girl. Oh, beautiful girl. And same with her. A boy good looking enough. And then, of course, as time goes by, it's also about financial status and this and that. So there he is, Pio, having this, yeah, desire and longing in deep in his heart for his beloved one, but then seeking her, having forgotten how she looks and how she is and who she is, and he's just bewildered, doesn't even know if she's here. And in his hometown, he thinks back and he was a little bewildered and unhappy that, why isn't she in my town? As many others are, they just find their partner across the street, basically, as if by providence. But for me, there's no one here. That's how he felt when he was 15, 16, 17, 18, and then moved to the big city looking for her there. Maybe that's where she is. And he, of course, had one then, in mind and heart, but no, that was also an illusion. So therefore, he has to go through that awakening process, or that purification, or whatever you want to call it, before he is ready to meet her. Because if, I mean, his real lady, because until then, he would have just behaved wrong, bad, abusive, or whatever, exploitative, or selfishly, and whatever. So his whole life story should be then having that red thread going through it, and it's one of the main fundamentals of his life story. And then at age 70, when he is, well, he has given up. Then, well, someone shows up and another one of those challenges, those tests. Is he going to pass it this time? And he does, and all glories, or he fails, and we go, another time. Blew it again. So that would then be, well, pretty much of Pius' timeline.